This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
And as always, we're joined by local tech expert John Beeler. How's it going, John?
It's going great, Ben.
Good, good. Lots of things to talk about as usual, so let's get to it. Police in Tokyo, I understand, are about to start taking 3D mugshots. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the big problem when they have these mugshots, it's only the straight-on view. So the police department in Tokyo is about to install special 3D cameras that essentially take a 3D scan of the full face from a number of different angles of anyone that gets booked into that police department. So in the future, as they build up this database of 3D scans, it'll be much easier for them to do things like facial recognition from, say, a security camera at a weird angle and bad lighting, that type of thing, because the 3D scan data will have a lot more information about that particular face.
I see. And Tokyo is the first jurisdiction to use this kind of technology?
Yeah, starting in April, they're going to have 102 different police department stations will be upgraded with these cameras.
Cool. Now, another one, the brains at MIT have come up with a new material to make smart windows affordable. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the smart glass that's out there right now, basically it allows you to adjust the opacity and how much light gets transmitted through it. But the technology is quite expensive because it's a special kind of like, almost like a TV screen as far as, you know, what's inside. And so it's really expensive to scale it up to cover all the windows in your house, for example. So they started to focus on what actually matters as far as how the light's transmitted through things. And if you hold up a balloon or something like similar to that, like a rubber piece of rubber, to light and you stretch it, you can actually see that it gets thinner and more light comes through. So they're experimenting with different materials, and they've actually come up with a sort of a formula for what these materials could be. So in theory, you could actually just have like a shade that you pull down over top of your window, and depending on how stretched it is, it will actually change the amount of light that's let in or not. And this can really help things like air conditioning and heating in various times of the year, very simply and very cost effectively.
Now, would this material go over an existing window?
That's the plan, because you wouldn't want to retrofit the entire building. You would just basically cover up an existing window with this type of material that they're investigating.
I see. So you can make any window a smart window, theoretically.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, let's end on this. This is a pretty awesome one. A life-size rideable drone.
Yeah, there's a company that they actually unveiled it at CES, and I've been kind of waiting for someone to do this, and there's been a few YouTube videos of people doing it kind of like crazy in their backyard, but this is a company that's sort of known for building pretty high-quality, high-end quadcopter aircraft, and they literally scale it up to the size of a car. And you use a special tablet system that they designed, and it's meant for one passenger. You get in, you literally call up like a Google Maps type interface, and you touch where you want to go, and it takes off, and it flies you there, and then lands. And it's good for between 20 and 30 minutes per flight, I guess between battery charges. And for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's, you know, all the safety and things like that you'd have in a traditional aircraft as far as various materials and redundant systems and all that type of thing, as well as the safety systems in the software, so that there is an issue, it can land immediately. But it's basically like gives you that autonomous drone, but for humans. So, you know, you can literally have it land on your roof of your house, press a button, and it'll take you to work and back and forth that way.
Very cool. How fast does it go and how high does it fly?
They haven't really given away, of course, being CES, they don't give away all the details yet, but it looks like it goes about, you know, the same speed that, you know, a traditional drone would fly, you know, in between probably the 20 to 30 kilometer an hour range.
Now, would you need like a special pilot's license or something, special training?
I would imagine you would have to, but this is basically just looked at as a proof of concept to see if there's a market for this type of a device. And I imagine every jurisdiction would have all kinds of crazy rules.
But it does sound cool. That's all of our time, John. Thanks for talking to us, and we'll talk to you again in 1 week's time.
Take care, Ben.
Okay, see ya. That's local tech expert John Beeler. Listen for Wired Wednesday each week right here on the News 11:30 Evening Show. Coming up in just over 60 seconds, we'll check traffic and weather together on the ones.